thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, graceful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel Sat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme. Supremacer Television is also accessible online at SupremacerTV.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit SupremacerTV.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Fiji encourages church involvement in protecting the planet. In health news, yoga helps improve the well-being of detainees in Mexico. In animal welfare news, the world's rarest marsupial is being saved through translocation in Australia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 15th, prominent South African journalist and human rights activist Mr. Donald Woods was born in 1933 in Hobeni, South Africa. His well-known book, Biko, and his autobiography were made into the award-winning 1987 film, Cry Freedom. Rainbow Nation Revisited is another of Mr. Wood's famous works. In 2000, he was honored with the Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire for his human rights efforts. May those committed to the liberties of others, such as Mr. Donald Woods, continue to grace our world.
YN News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Colombia. As months of relentless rains deluged Colombia, resulting flooding and landslides claimed at least 95 lives from September to November 2011. Nearly 310,000 people were affected, including thousands who were displaced, as their homes and swaths of farmland were destroyed. Upon hearing of the disastrous conditions in October, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $15,000, an amount that could obtain $73,000 in emergency items if purchased in the U.S., based on the cost of living in Colombia. Conveying all her love and prayers, she requested that our nearby association members please go to render aid to the most desperate.
In the first week of November, our association's relief team from Costa Rica and Colombia traveled to Sincelejo, capital of the Department of Sucre, where many of the families affected by the floods have lost everything. They met with government officials and arranged transportation by car and small boat to reach several communities that had not yet received help and where many families had lost everything.
Hay casas destruidas 100%, casas que se tendrán que construir a través de programas de vivienda nueva. Hay casas que necesitan de reconstrucción, es decir, casas que tienen los muros deteriorados, otras los techos, y que la mayoría de estas familias no alcanzan a recuperarse todavía. No hay cultivos, los agricultores pierden todo porque el invierno ha sido tan fuerte y tan recurrente que no se puede cultivar en la zona.
The relief team purchased vegan food items including rice, beans, sugar, oil, spaghetti, salt, lentils, corn flour, and wheat flour in quantities that could supply 800 families for a week. The store owner also helped arrange transport to the municipalities of Sucre, San Benito de Abad, and Caimito. The relief team was thus able to reach more of these isolated communities with many elderly residents in desperate situations, as well as children who could not go out of their homes to play due to the floods.
De todo esto, las casas se cayeron y muchas necesidades por falta de comida y alimentos.
Hubo mucho daño, se ahogó todas las casas. Una niñita se me fue al agua, menos mal que me di cuenta a tiempo.
Recipients expressed their deep gratitude as they excitedly received Supreme Master Qinghai's donations. They were also eager to learn more about the eco-stabilizing vegan diet, saying they were impressed to see our association's relief team work with so much energy day after day.
Maestra Suprema Qinghai, reciba nuestros más sinceros agradecimiento con todo el corazón.
Yo quiero enviarle un beso, un abrazo, un saludo y que Dios la vea y la bendiga por este regalo que los manda.
Usted es un angelito caído del cielo.
Que Dios la bendiga cada día de su vida. Gracias.
Gracias, maestro, por acordarnos de nosotros.
Our appreciation, Colombian officials and local store owner, for your helpful assistance. We also join in thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring support and for the sincere endeavors of our association's relief team. With heaven's grace, may the Colombian residents soon resume stable daily lives as humanity's kinder ways help restore the balance of our ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, Panama, and Indonesia. On Tuesday, December the 13th, a temblor registering 5.0 on the Richter scale struck off the east coast of Honshu, Japan, 242 kilometers southeast of Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture. In Latin America, on the same day, Panama was rocked by a 5.4 magnitude earthquake centered in the Pacific Ocean, south of the Gulf of Chiriquí, 407 kilometers south of David, where it was more strongly felt. A powerful magnitude 6.0 quake then followed in Sulawesi, Indonesia, 68 kilometers south of Gorontalo. There were thankfully no reported damages or injuries for any of these temblors. With gratefulness for the maintained security of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such disturbing events are alleviated through our more caring stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Last night, a
about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
can still save the planet. Day 405. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Malaysia welcomes her newest king. In a ceremony commemorating centuries of royal Malay tradition, Sultan Abdul Halim Muazzam Shah, governor of the Malay state of Kedah, was crowned on Tuesday, December 13th, as the country's 14th king. In addition to being the most elder constitutional monarch to assume the throne, the 84-year-old sultan is also the first to hold the position twice. Malaysia's unique system allows for a rotation of the role every 5 years among the 9 Malaysian states with royal rulers. Addressing the nation, the new monarch called for national unity as he stated, "The king is the umbrella to the people, and the people are the pillars of the king." The king's greatest role is to ensure there will be no cruelty and destruction to the people and to the country. Our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty Sultan Abdul Halim Muazzam Shah, for your renewed royal role. May your benevolent reign be blessed in serving the highest peace and prosperity of your beautiful nation and the people of Malaysia.
Empire State Building turns on the lights to save dolphins. On Friday, December the 9th, the entire upper section of the legendary structure in New York City, USA, was illuminated in red. Inspired by professional race car driver Ms. Leilani Munta, who is also a volunteer for the organization Save Japan Dolphins, the lights are intended to raise awareness about the plight of the marine mammals that are killed every year for dolphin meat in Japan. Among those attending the special lighting ceremony were dolphin advocate Mr. Rick O'Barry, who was featured in the Academy Award-winning documentary film The Cove, which depicts the annual dolphin hunt, as well as the film's producer Fisher Stevens and the director Mr. Louis Sohoyas. Mr. Sohoyas stated, "The Empire State Building is arguably the most iconic building in the world. In the hearts and minds of the entire world, it represents a beacon of what humanity can achieve when we dare to dream a better world." We sincerely thank Mr. Louis Sohoyas, Ms. Leilani Munta, Empire State Building Management and owners, and all other concerned advocates for lighting up the New York City skyline on behalf of this worthy cause. May it illuminate the hearts of many with compassion and respect, bringing the dolphin and all fellow animal inhabitants the peace and freedom they so deserve.
Singapore's beloved Teresa Hsu remembered. The dedicated humanitarian and community worker Ms. Teresa Hsu has passed away at the venerable age of 113. Trained as a social worker and then a nurse, the Chinese-born Ms. Hsu was affectionately known as the Mother Teresa of Singapore, as she devoted her life to the care of others. After working as a volunteer in several countries, Ms. Hsu came to the island nation where she founded 2 charity organizations, Home for the Aged Sick and Heart to Heart, both of which were funded by her own earnings to provide food, shelter, and monetary assistance for the elderly and others in need. The always cheerful and humble Ms. Hsu, a lifelong vegetarian who also practiced yoga and meditation, credited her mother's example of generosity in speaking of her motivation, as she once said, "I choose to serve everybody who comes to me. The world is my home. All living beings are my family. Selfless service is my religion." Ms. Hsu's contributions, which remarkably continued almost up to the time of her passing, were recognized with such honors as the Sporting Singapore Inspiration Award for her teaching of yoga, the Public Service Star for her volunteer work, and a special recognition award from Singapore's government for her contributions to the country. We share our deep condolences with the loved ones and all those whose lives were touched by Ms. Teresa Hsu, who will be dearly missed and long remembered for her lifelong kindness in action. May her soul rest serenely in the love and grace of the divine.
Save Our Planet, a new report by international researchers published in the December 2011 journal Nature Climate Change, states that global carbon emissions from fossil fuels saw their largest ever annual increase in 2010, also representing a 49% rise since 1990, with the authors urging for action to reverse this direction.
Save Our Planet. Measurements from a recent satellite imaging survey of the Hindu Kush Himalayas, as reported in the December 12, 2011 Science and Development Development Network have shown that the actual glacier ice loss is up to 8 times more than what was estimated in prior studies.
Save Our Planet, a December the 10th, 2011 article in the US-based Huffington Post, describing a study by US researchers of climate records from the past 300,000 years, states that if global warming continues at its current rate, climate change will occur over 100 times faster than the speed at which species can adapt.
Viewers, I'm Molly the Moose, and my diet is entirely animal-free. I'm here today with a tip for refashioning jewelry. If you are no longer wearing select pieces, you can try using them in creative ways. For example, a brooch can decorate your hat, or a beaded necklace can be looped multiple times to fit as a bracelet. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
In good governance news, Fiji advocates for church involvement in protecting the planet. In Labasa, the country's Ministry of Environment held an interdenominational service, Mankind, Earth Steward, and Guardian. At the gathering, Minister for Local Government, Housing, and Environment, His Excellency Colonel Samuela Salmatua, asked church groups to assist the government in raising awareness about safeguarding the ecosphere. The Ministry of Environment has also developed training and workshops to aid in increasing the public consciousness about preserving the planet. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency, Colonel Samuela Salmatua, and the Government of Fiji for encouraging the assistance of the faithful in maintaining a sustainable Earth. May we all join hands to make this ecosphere a verdant paradise for each being.
In health news, yoga helps improve the well-being of young people in Mexico. At a juvenile detention center in Mexico City, detainees are learning yoga. It is part of a voluntary program founded by Argentine yoga teacher Ms. Ann Moxie in 2003. Wardens at the facility have reported a more harmonious atmosphere since the project started. Furthermore, the participants have said they feel calmer and more hopeful. Mr. Freddy Kiaz Arista, who teaches the yoga, was a former inmate who learned the practice while he was in custody. He said of his yoga practice, "It helped me to feel at peace with myself, to accept myself." Our many thanks, Ms. Ann Moxie and Mr. Freddy Kiaz Arista, for assisting many individuals in enhancing tranquility. May all find ways to achieve serenity in our daily lives. Coming up, a rare marsupial is conserved by translocation. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. More caring news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a magnificent world. In animal welfare news, the world's rarest marsupial is being saved through translocation. The Gilbert's poterus is a critically endangered mammal native to Australia, moving a number of the precious animals from small areas in Western Australia's south coast to other sites is being shown to be successful in helping to preserve the species. The change in habitat, which was initiated by the Department of Environment and Conservation of Western Australia, has also given scientists the opportunity to monitor the Gilbert's poterus' behavior. This information will help them in selecting other potential locales to help the lovely marsupials to thrive. A grateful salute, Department of Environment and Conservation of Western Australia, for your efforts in preserving the Gilbert's poterus. May all treasured species be protected and blessed with secure and peaceful homes.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Quechua, a South American language spoken mainly by people in the Andes Mountains, entitled, Help! Help!
Wairuruk sayanang, telefono huagas kanta, chaskini. Yanapa, yanapa, imankang, mira, yuyaylia wan rimay, hojmisi waikung, hojmisi waikung, werakocha, hojmisi mana kananchu, ancha sasachu kanang, mana, mana, misi ancha sasa, misi ancha sasa, oskaita, hojmisi waikung, mira, yanapawaychis, mira yanapawaychis, werakocha, pitah kankanki, yakachus, apamuita munanki, huk, hucha, munas kainraiku, hukluru kan, hukluru kan.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
You are an inspiration and bring awareness in very difficult times. Supreme Master Ching Hai has knowledge and insight. Supreme Master Ching Hai has an abundance of loving kindness. Supreme Master Ching Hai is beautiful. Gala.
Vibrant Gala, many thanks for your loving note. We are truly infinitely blessed by Supreme Master Ching Hai's cherished presence on our planet. May all beings flourish in heavenly grace and mercy.
If you have a heartline today, we very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by the love and wisdom of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Cuban and U.S. researchers convene for a 5-day meeting in Havana, Cuba, organized by the Academy of Sciences of Cuba and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, to discuss their cooperation in the fields of biological and environmental sciences, as well as science policy.
Following the recent vote admitting Palestine as a member of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas raises the flag at UNESCO headquarters as he also reaffirms the goal of Palestine's international recognition as an independent state.
Responding to a request for help from former Kyrgyz President Rosa Otunbayeva, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and U.S. President Barack Obama join in donating wheelchairs for physically challenged children in her country.
After an independent commission finds that Bahraini citizens were subjected to excessive force, the country's monarch, King Hamad, seeks counsel from British Prime Minister David Cameron, who encourages swift reforms while offering his nation's expertise in to help improve the judicial system.
Two men saved the life of Bobby Botts, a 71-year-old resident of Ohio, USA, pulling him from his burning car after a gas station accident, with Mr. Botts and his family looking for the courageous men to express their gratitude, reports WDTN News of Dayton.
Scientists at the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland, report on a possible first glimpse of the Higgs boson particle, also known as the God particle, a subatomic component that helps explain why other particles have mass, with confirmation expected through further research in the coming year.
Commemorating the National Day of Neutrality, President of Turkmenistan, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, addresses the nation and commends his fellow citizens for the country's spirit of gentleness, peacefulness, and friendship.
Pakistan High Commissioner Seema Balloch thanks Sri Lanka President Mahinda Rajapaksa for his country's timely help in sending a special medical team to treat people and help contain dengue fever in Punjab province.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.